go work for the master. The master seed is calling. Come and work in my vineyard is the call which the Lord has given us. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has appointed every converted soul to witness for him. The light that has been given to the individual members of his church, Seventh-day Adventist, is to shine forth, not merely in much talk in churches in places, but in good works. Every talent entrusted to every soul is to be treated upon. The talents that might have been put out to the exchangers by those who have done nothing in the service of God will be required again with the improvements that the Lord required his servants to make. Every jet of light, of ability, of influence is to be used not for self-pleasing, but for the Lord, not for entertainment and music of the world, but to serve the Master, the Creator of the universe. Yes, he calls you to work for him. We are to be yoked up with Jesus Christ in perfect obedience to the law of God, which is holy, just, and good. Thus, God's people may develop characters of increasing consecration, efficiency, and act their part as laborers together with God. Why are so many so slow in recognizing the work they ought to do in seeking to save that which is lost? Consider prayerfully what is to be done. Kill indolence. Lay hold of personal labor. Personal labor is what God is calling these last days. My brother, my sister, be faithful. Kill indolence. Lay hold of personal labor. Too much labor is done by those who minister in word and a doctrine in behalf of churches that should be set to work themselves. The church members should carry a weight of responsibility. They should keep their own souls in the love of God by exercising all the powers they have. By precept and example, they should be a witness of the power of the truth and the grace of Christ upon human earth. This will commend the truth that the seventh-day Sabbath is a sign between them and their God. Obedience is the observance of the Sabbath, testifies of the sanctification received through its observance. In many of our organized churches, the banner of truth is trailing in the dust because the members are not doing service to God, but are serving their own pleasure. They work through the influences that surround the soul. By precept and example, in self-indulgence, in their worldly habits of dress, in their words and actions, they testify against the truth, against self-denial, against the meekness of Jesus Christ. They are cold spiritually and far separated from Christ. If they followed in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, they would be partakers of his self-denial, of his self-sacrifice, that they might lift up and save the souls that are ready to perish. Oh, brothers and sisters, the talents entrusted to men may be used in an unconsecrated manner by doing the good action from impulse in a haphazard way, refusing to see opportunities that are close by and that should claim their attention. Many practice self-denial and self-sacrifice by fits and starts. They need to seek the wisdom that comes from God alone. They need to consult their leader. They need to do much praying, much trusting in Jesus Christ, that His Holy Spirit may work in them, revealing a straightforward course of service, which God will approve and which will be a benefit and a blessing to men's souls. The consecration of all our words and actions to God makes us His witnesses. The consecration of all our words and actions to God makes us his witnesses. It develops a character that is the result of cherishing the truth in all its principles. It develops a character that is the result of cherishing the truth in all its principles. Truth